highlighting the amazing stories from inside the North Clackamas School District. This is the Proud to Be NCSD podcast, hosted by longtime principal and current community relations director, Curtis Long.
It's just about 8:30 on a Friday morning at Spring Mountain Elementary. And no, you don't need to be slipped into sweatpants, laboring in leg warmers, or even have a headband haloed around your head. This is not morning aerobics. This is actually a whole school assembly organized to recognize the accomplishments of the school's 300-plus students during the past week, celebrating their continued resolve in reading, moxie in math, and willpower in writing. But the voice leading these spirited students as they slide, hop, and cha-cha all across the gym floor isn't their regular principal, who wasn't able to be at school on this day. Instead, these happy hawks got a substitute principal on this Friday. Me. Now you might be thinking, wait, don't you need to hold an official administrative license to serve as even a substitute principal in North Clackamas? The answer is yes, and I do. In fact, before starting this podcast and taking over as the district's community relations director more than 2 years ago, I was very proud to serve as principal of three different North Clackamas schools, including right here at Spring Mountain Elementary for 7 years. So you might say this isn't my first time having too much fun dancing at a morning assembly. But it is the first time an NCSD administrator has gone through an entire school day all mic'd up.
You got chocolate milk over your cereal.
Yeah.
Does it taste good that way?
Yeah.
Ever wondered what happens in a day in the life of an elementary school principal?
Hi, guys. Have a great day today.
Today on the Proud to Be NCSD podcast, tag along with me through a frenetic Friday that not only captures the sounds of a magical morning assembly... but also run-ins at recess.
Do you guys follow the rules?
Yeah.
And are good sports?
Yeah.
Okay. Glad to hear that.
And squabbles on the school bus.
Do you feel safe going on the bus now?
I'm definitely going to sit with my friends in the upper front.
Okay.
All while observing in amazement as teachers and other staff members work their magic in engaging and inspiring their students every minute of the day.
That's the title page. All right, give me a thumbs up when you find an S-blend word. Here we go. Finger underneath.
We've got every minute covered from a day in the life of an NCSD elementary school. So grab your coat, check the lunch menu, and make sure your backpack is packed. The first bell is set to ring right now. And welcome in to this mic'd up edition of the Proud to Be NCSD podcast, where we'll have microphones follow me around as the guest principal for an entire day here at Spring Mountain Elementary School. And here's how this will work. Since even our most loyal listeners aren't going to listen to an entire 6-hour elementary school day, each time you hear a little snippet from our favorite assembly dance you heard earlier,
slide to the left.
We'll skip ahead to a different part of the day. But first, we need to...
Reverse!
Back to before students arrived on this fun-filled Friday, and the microphones first started rolling as I checked in with the school's front office professional, Administrative Assistant Tina Prinz.
All right, Mrs. Prinz, it is 7:27 on a Friday morning. The kids come in, what is, 18 minutes or so, is that right?
3 minutes.
Oh, 3 minutes. Oh, gosh, I got to get ready and get out there. So I noticed on the board, because you guys keep a board back there, there are quite a few staff members out today, maybe some paraeducators who are out. That falls into your territory. What do you do on these mornings when you need to get some bodies in here to help watch these kids?
I start waking people up at 6:30 in the morning looking for some subs.
All right. I think we've got some subs in the building. I'll help out where I can. What type of day do you think it's going to be here on a Friday at Spring Mountain?
I think it's going to be a great day.
It is going to be a great day. What's the best part for you being up here in the front office?
I get to see all the smiling faces here at Spring Mountain.
All right. We're going to see lots of smiling faces today. You ready?
Ready.
Here we go.
Slide to the left.
Okay, so it is 7:29. We have about 1 minute before we go in. We're joined by a bunch of kids eager to come in to a school day today. It's Friday. Are you guys excited for the day?
Yeah! I'm actually allowed to go in right now. That's normal.
You're allowed to go in right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they get a head start.
Okay, so he gets a head start. I'm glad everyone's being honest about that. Do you guys know that we have today and then it's a 3-day weekend? There's no school on Monday?
Yeah.
Do you guys know why there's no school on Monday?
Why?
No. It's Veterans Day. We're celebrating Veterans Day.
Veterans Day!
Yeah, so no school on Monday. Are you guys going to be sad and have to cry and get tissues because there's no school on Monday?
No!
Will you be okay?
Because I love school.
Do you guys know?
I love school.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Do you guys know that there's an assembly today?
Yeah.
Okay,
That's why I'm wearing.
Yeah, the microphone works for an assembly for sure. I'll meet you guys down there. I've never led an assembly with you guys before. It's Stuffy Day today. In what classroom is it Stuffy Day today?
Miss Shaver.
In Miss Shaver's kindergarten room, it's Stuffy Day today. So you have your stuffy in your backpack? How exciting. Okay, well, we'll listen closely for the bell to ring, and it'll be time to go in.
And it didn't take long after that for hundreds of smiling students and families to greet me at the front door. And as you'll hear, some of the kindergarten students think I sound eerily similar to the mysterious superhero who visits their classrooms every 10 days named Zero the Hero.
Slide to the right.
There's the bell. Good morning, everyone. Ready for an exciting day? Yep, I'm back again today.
Yeah, I know. I remember what everybody...
Make sure you're walking.
I thought you were Zero the Hero.
No, I'm not Zero the Hero. Good morning, everyone. Have a great day today. We'll see you in the gym for the assembly. Morning, everybody. Yeah, I'm not going down that slide. That's way too scary.
Are you Zero the Hero?
No, I am not Zero the Hero.
Are you sure you're...
He's got giant muscles and glasses and big hair. I don't have any of that.
He's wearing a wig.
No way. That's his real hair.
He's wearing big glasses. He got big glasses.
Good morning, everyone. Hi, guys. Have a great day today.
Slide to the left.
Just after greeting kids at the front doors, it's down the hall to the school's cafeteria, where a handful of students are taking advantage of our district's no-cost breakfast and lunch option. Ever pour chocolate milk on your morning cereal? Well, I hadn't either, but it does look pretty tasty. And paraprofessional Laura Schirmeyer gets a big smile from third grader Marlo, who came back to the cafeteria to find her backpack being jokingly worn by the friendly cafeteria helper.
Okay, so the bell just rang, right? So you're eating your breakfast. What do you got today? So that's like Trix. That looks yummy. With chocolate milk?
Yeah.
So you got chocolate milk over your cereal.
Yeah.
Does it taste good that way?
Yeah.
Okay, you got to get wrapped up though, right? And get to class? All right, have a good day.
You too.
You guys getting your last bites in? Okay.
Marlo.
It's Marlo. Okay. It's really cute. I might keep it.
I think you should keep that backpack.
Wait, how does it look, guys?
That looked pretty good. Oh, it's yours, Marlo. All right, Marlo. Marlo's got her backpack.
Slide to the right.
Now we skip ahead past the exciting assembly you heard earlier, meaning all Spring Mountain students are now back in their classrooms listening closely to their teachers' morning lessons. Pretty impressive considering they were just jumping around the gym less than 10 minutes ago. Especially for first graders, who I found quietly reading and following teacher Bryn Swearingen's lesson routines in their corner classroom. Did you know NCSD daily reading instruction calls for teachers to differentiate their lessons based on the reading levels of all their students? And teachers listen to each student read aloud nearly every day. Mrs. Swearingen was leading a group of five first grade readers at her back table, and they didn't even look up when I sat next to them.
So it's 8:51 a.m. I'm now visiting Mrs. Swearingen's first grade room. They've come back from the assembly. They're all academic focused, and they're getting ready for a reading group. What do we got going on here, guys? What are we doing?
We all visit. We all doing teacher time. We all going to read the book.
So you're going to read with the teacher, so you guys rotate back, and it's your turn to be with Mrs. Swearingen back in the back? Okay, do you mind if I listen in a little bit? Okay, I want to hear all the great stuff you're doing.
All right, friends, we're going to do another S-Blend book today. I could jump into that. Okay, finger at the top. We're going to start our title. Here we go.
My skills.
My skin's got skills. Ooh, interesting. I wonder what this is going to be about. All right, go ahead and turn up to page 2.
My skin's got skills.
That's the title page. All right, give me a thumbs up when you find an S-Blend word. My skin's got skills. Here we go. Finger underneath.
My
my skills. Got skills.
What skills? Lots of skills. What does that talk bubble say?
Wow.
What are skills? What does skills mean?
It means like you can do things really well. Like that's your skill.
Something that you can do really well.
Is she jumping?
What do you think skin could do falling? Really well?
Is she jumping or is she falling?
What does it look like? Her face looks excited to me.
She's jumping. She's excited.
All right, page 3. Here we go. Finger underneath the words.
Skin is on all of me.
Turn the page.
Wow.
Sure is. Finger underneath the words shows you're ready. Here we go.
I don't want to see blood.
Snag skin and it will rip.
Ouch!
A big cut.
What does snag mean? What does
it mean?
Snag
you're having like a cut.
Yeah, like the skin got opened somehow, which is why it's a big ouch. Read that talk bubble right there.
Ouch!
Okay, let's read this next part.
Okay, Mrs. Swearingen, summarize for me a little bit about the lesson you were doing here in the back of the room that I got to observe. My Skin's Got Skills. Kind of a strange title for a book. What are you looking for with that?
Every week we have a particular phonics skill that we are focusing on. And this particular day we were working on S-blends. And so students get an opportunity to read a book that is at their skill level. And this was the second time we had looked at this book. And so friends had an opportunity to look through the book and then we were identifying the S blend words, and then after we read the book, we were able to write them out and create some new words to practice writing as well.
So what do you mean by S blends? What are kids looking for?
So S blends in phonics is a word that starts with the letter S and then has another letter to follow it. Okay. So we were looking for SP blends, SL blends, SW, anything like that that is just the next step in our phonics work. After we do simple CDC words, we start working on CCVC words.
Okay, so you were mentioning CVC and CCVC. Now, we know the C stands for consonant, the V stands for vowel. Tell us about some of the words your first graders are identifying.
Some of the words that they were identifying and working on with today's lesson were words like stem, swim, slam, sled, slap, stop, spin, swing, words like that.
And a lot of times you're stopping them or you're reading just a little piece at a time and you've got a whiteboard back here. What are you doing with your whiteboard the entire time?
We are writing down the words that students are finding in the book on the whiteboard. And then some of the time we're just doing a listening activity where the kids get an opportunity. I have these really neat scratch sticks and scratch pads that are rainbow underneath when kids write on them. And so they get an opportunity to write down some of the words that they found in the book that maybe we didn't discuss altogether.
Now it is November, so the kids have been in school for a little over 2 months now. What kind of progress are you seeing with your first graders as far as reading goes?
There have been significant gains since September. It's really one of the most fun things about teaching first grade is getting to see all the growth that these kids make. And some of them are coming in and they're working through those consonant, vowel, consonant words that they maybe started to practice at the end of kindergarten. And then at this point in the year, the kids are able to put those sounds together really smoothly. And we're able to have fluency in our reading, which is really exciting. And it lends itself to some great conversations as well.
How rewarding is it for you to get these kids that come into school, maybe not fluent readers at all, maybe having trouble identifying letters, and then by the end of the year, after a year in your class, you see them reading their own books and pursuing books to read even more, really finding a joy for reading.
Doing the small group reading groups is my absolute favorite time of the day. It's an opportunity to connect with kids exactly at their level to give them what they need, and I love getting the opportunity to see that aha light bulb moment where it all comes together for the kids, and you can see the joy in their face that just exudes, and it keeps me excited about coming to work and teaching every single day.
And that excitement rubs off, as I saw here in the classroom. Really fun to visit Mrs. Swearingen's room. Thanks so much for visiting with me.
Thank you.
Slide to the left.
Imagine learning to read, or learning any subject for that matter, when all of your instruction is in English, but you speak an entirely different language at home. That's the case for thousands of students district-wide who are part of NCSD's English Language Development Program, or ELD. But we know students of all language proficiencies learn best when they learn alongside their classmates. That's why in our district, ELD teachers often co-teach lessons right alongside classroom teachers. That's exactly what I found when I dropped in to visit Darcy Schray's third grade classroom of students who were
We're learning about the importance of exact measurements when conducting science experiments. But it's not Shrey you'll hear teaching the lesson. It's ELD teacher Kaylee Crispin, who's very deliberately making sure all students understand the science terms she's using.
We are trying to make this investigation happen in the classroom so we can connect it to the real world. So we started with the same size cups, the same size lids, the same size paper towels, but what was the variable? What was different from each side? There was something different on each side. Anna?
One had a lid and one didn't.
One had a lid, one didn't. We also added what to each cup?
Water.
How much water? 20 milliliters. So we added the same thing to each side. And on Wednesday, can you show me with your hands, what did our balance look like? Can you show me with your arm? Did it look like this, like a slope?
No.
It looked like this because everything was the same. It was equal on both sides. Now we've let this sit for 2 days. One has a cup, or one has a lid, one does not. What has changed? Won't you?
Now this way instead of this way.
It's created a slope, and what does that tell us? Who can add on? What does that tell us?
That the one without
one. One maybe turned into water vapor and one didn't. What else does it tell us? Can someone add on? Walt?
The water could have probably been in there because I see that this one is mostly still wet, but this one is dry.
You think this one's drier than this one?
Yeah, because that one's wet, this one's dry.
Mm. Let's compare. So look at the color of both of these paper towels compared to this paper towel. Do you think that they are dry or still wet?
Still wet.
Dry.
So,
and
wet. Pretty sure dry.
Oh, they're both wet.
I see water in both.
It's a little bit darker color.
Is there water still left in the cup?
Yeah.
In
yeah,
either
yeah.
cup? What do we think?
The one without the lid doesn't have water.
There's no remaining water in the bottom that we can see. Not too much.
The left one is like
this one still has a puddle in there.
Do you want me to take some of this to the back?
Sure. Like, that would be great.
Okay, as they come, you guys can see up close a little bit.
And so when these were in our balance, it looked like this.
I can see
what does that tell us about the weight of each of these cups?
Some pretty heavy thinking by those third grade scientists. Still to come. How does the school's one ELD specialist find time to plan such engaging activities with every grade level teacher?
We co-plan, usually bi-weekly, and discuss how the lessons are going to be implemented, who's doing what role.
And as our day in the life of an elementary school continues, what happens when the principal tries to reason with a crabby kindergartner who'd rather be anywhere but back in class?
Were you following teacher's directions?
Kind of.
Okay, well, how can we get it back from kind of to yes, I was? What do we need to be doing down there?
What you need to be doing is sticking around. The second half of the Proud to be NCSD podcast, Principal for a Day edition, continues right after this.
Are you looking for a job right now? Looking to work in a fun and supportive environment with great pay and a rewarding career? The North Clackamas School District is hiring. We're currently filling full and part-time positions. You can work and make a difference in young lives and education as a classroom assistant or substitute teacher. Apply to work in one of our school cafeterias where our lunch staff serves up big smiles with great food every day. We're also looking to hire before and after school caretakers, custodians, and bus drivers. In North Clackamas, we promise it won't take you long to learn why our employees say they're proud to be in NCSD. Apply today on the North Clackamas School District website or call 503-353-6000. That's 503-353-6000. 353-6000.
And Kaylee Crispin joins me now after teaching that lesson in Mrs. Schray's room. Now, I went in to visit third grade and thought I would see Mrs. Schray, their regular classroom teacher, teaching, but it was you up front. How does all that work in this co-teaching model in ELD?
Well, I co-teach. I go in and co-teach with grades K through 5 classroom teachers during social studies and science daily for 30 minutes.
And how do you prepare for all that? So that means you have kids from every grade level and lots of different subjects. Is it primarily science that we do the co-teaching in?
Science and social studies, okay. Yes.
So does that take a lot of work on your part? Are you working with the different teachers about what kinds of things you want to cover?
Both. So we co-plan usually bi-weekly and discuss how the lessons are going to be implemented, who's doing what role, what the outcomes we are hoping for with students, and what type of language scaffolds we'll be providing each day as well.
And you work with a lot of the students who speak a different language or speak another language in this school. How do you see this co-teaching model working for them?
They're getting to learn among all of their peers. So they're hearing language at different proficiency levels, but mostly proficient English, native English speakers.
And you get to work in all different grades. I don't know if I should ask this, but do you have a specific grade that you seem to like more than the others? What do you enjoy teaching most when you have kindergartners all the way up to fifth graders?
Third grade is probably my favorite because they've had some years in practice with the FOSS program and the routines, and I think also because of their language development and just their age, they're able to do a little bit more with the investigations and go further with the materials.
Are you finding yourself becoming more knowledgeable about science and social studies when you concentrate on those subjects all the time?
Absolutely. Everyone thinks I'm a science teacher here at school.
I sure did when I walked in. It was fun to watch you teach that lesson about measurement, and you were looking at scales and why is the weight different on each one. Thank you so much for taking time to visit with me.
Yes, of course.
Slide to the right.
Speaking of slides, it's now about 9:30 a.m., right in the middle of Spring Mountain's morning recess rotation. I found myself out with the kindergarten and first grade students, who explained a fun recess game called Gaga Ball to me and just wouldn't let up until they saw their guest principal go down their playground's curly slide. Looks like these kids are playing Gaga Ball out on the playground. What do you guys like about Gaga Ball?
We like to run.
You like to run?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get to run in this game.
And
for
we
sure.
get to hit the ball.
You get to hit the ball. Do you guys follow the rules?
Yeah.
And are good sports?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that.
Let's go down to 5.
No way. The slide's too scary. I'm not doing the slide.
You have to go down this time.
Do I really have to go up to the slide? No, the slide's too scary. Isn't it wet, too? Nope. I'm not going down that slide. Just once I should go down it? Should I try it? I don't know if I can even fit. All right, let's see if I can fit. This is way too scary. Well, I just toweled it off. Just so you know, by the way my pants looked after giving in and going down that slide, I might as well have just sat in a puddle.
Slide to the left.
With the morning recess block now completed, I found myself back in classrooms, this time in a different third grade classroom observing writing instruction. In recent years, NCSD has invested heavily in writing instruction at the elementary level, both with curriculum and in professional development. It doesn't take me long to see that professional development paying off in Carol Cottingham's third grade classroom, where the teacher is skillfully guiding one of her students trying to edit his informational essay about spiders.
So, are we writing about ticks or really
no,
spiders?
I just wanted to do a fun fact.
Okay. I want you to stay kind of like, what's this? All right, this is our writing. Have you ever seen a fence? Have you seen a fence around a yard before?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And let's say I painted my fence gray, 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 gray. These are all the wood boards. And then I painted one green. And then I painted the rest gray, gray, gray. The gray part represents all the parts that are about spiders. That's what we're writing about. Spiders, 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 spiders. Oh, there's something about ticks in there. Now, I want to keep it all together, all about spiders. So okay. We're going to just keep going with spiders. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
This is our rough draft, so we are sharing our writing together on this together, okay?
So
we've got first, spiders eat males. Some males. Be careful, males.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fun little way to kind of make a fun thing in your writing. Okay, what's next?
I was just gonna use the ticks.
But what does have eight legs?
Well, ticks and other things.
What are we writing about?
Spiders.
Yeah, so let's write spiders right there. That way you can still keep that information. How are you doing? Wow, you got a lot of writing there. Do you want to read me what you got so far?
Yeah, I will after he's done.
Okay. Very polite, thanks. So that spiders have eight
legs. Next.
I love this transition where that tells your reader that they're done talking about legs and we're moving on to the next thing. So next.
25 kinds of poisonous spiders. I was going to, I didn't do it.
So tell me more about 25 kinds of poisonous spiders.
So like there's like a black widow and it's like a brown one.
Okay.
It's one of there's like four really dangerous ones in America.
Okay. So when you read about spiders, you found that there's over 25 different kinds that
No, are, just 25.
Just 25?
I think so. Like it's 25 or over.
Okay. 25
or
kinds. 25 or more kinds of poisonous spiders. Next, we're missing a word of one or two words right here. So if I said next 25 kinds of poisonous spiders.
Next.
What can I add here to make it
there?
Next, there are 25 kinds of spiders. Next, there
are.
Yeah. Now, one strategy that happens, you can't really fit all that in here. So what I do is I put a little star right here. And then I put a star down here. And then I write there are here. That way when I do my final draft, I know I can pop it right into there, okay?
Okay.
All right. That way we don't have to race everything. It takes too much time. We don't want to waste your energy.
Slide to the right.
Speaking of energy, it's now just about noon on this day in the life of an elementary school principal, and you know what that means. That's the sound of hundreds of hungry eaters in the cafeteria, where I met some friendly fourth graders chomping on chicken and waffles.
Okay, so I'm here in the cafeteria. It is about 12:30. With Miss Street's fourth graders. You guys have been waiting for lunch for quite a while now. You guys are the last lunch, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're the last ones. Do they ever run out of food in the cafeteria?
Yeah.
What? They do?
Yeah.
When has that happened before?
One time, Olive was trying to get a waffle, but they ran out of waffles, and she had to get something else.
So the two choices today are chicken and waffles or mozzarella sticks. What did you guys choose?
Chicken and mozzarella.
And you got mozzarella sticks. Which one? Do you like chicken and waffles? Do they have that very often? They don't have that very often.
They have these a lot.
How are things going today in Miss Street's room?
Good.
You having a good day?
Yeah.
Can we say Friday? We did Fun Friday right before recess.
What do you do during Fun Friday?
We get to choose what we do.
You get to choose what you do?
And me and Rayleigh made a sleepover plan.
Nice. After lunch today, then what do you guys do?
We go back to class, and I think we do writing.
Science.
Oh, you're going to do writing and science. What are you guys writing about?
We write our list articles, and after science, we clean up and go home.
Okay, so you got science and then clean up and go home. No more playground today?
No.
No more assemblies? Do you think we should have another assembly?
Yes.
Slide to the left.
My cafeteria connections had to be cut a little short, though, when I learned a kindergarten student had been sent to the office. It seems the young six-year-old was having some trouble following directions in class. So how does a substitute principal help out? Let's listen in.
This kindergartner just got sent to me. He's not doing what he's supposed to be doing in class. What's going on down there? Did someone make you mad? Did someone upset you? Is there anything you can tell me that I should know?
I was getting mad.
You were getting mad? What were you getting mad about?
I was getting mad that I wish I didn't have anything to play with in my classroom.
Oh, you didn't think you had anything to play with in your classroom?
I didn't want any toys so I could play with.
Oh, you didn't want to play with any of them?
Yeah, it was just myself telling myself.
Just yourself telling you that? So you were getting mad. Were you hurting other kids in your class? Oh, that's good news. So no hurting other people. Were you following teacher's directions?
Kind of.
Kind of. Okay, well, how can we get it back from kind of to yes, I was? What do we need to be doing down there? What do you usually do when things don't go your way in kindergarten? You take some deep breaths? You take a break here in the office?
One time, I went to go see Mr. Dunn.
Yeah, and I'm filling in for Mr. Dunn today. Did he help you with this problem?
The first time when I saw the principal,
yeah,
Mr. Dunn, I scratched the girl.
Oh, okay, but you didn't do that today. You didn't scratch someone today.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're just trying to be safe down in kindergarten, so maybe you just need to take a break here. Should we walk back to kindergarten in a few minutes?
Well, those little fish, I saw them while with Mr. Dunn.
He does have some fish here in his office.
Look at the little fish.
I see that. You can look at the fish for a few minutes. If you look at the fish for a few minutes, are you going to be ready to go back to class with me and follow teacher's directions?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do that then.
Slide to the right.
Turns out we didn't walk back to class, however. By the time I finished talking with my new kindergarten friend, his classmates had already made their way down to the gym for PE. Ever wondered how one PE teacher keeps kindergartners moving and grooving for 30 minutes at a time? Listen to the fun I found in the gym, led by teacher Grant Watts.
All right, it is now 12:38. We are in the gym, and it's time for kindergarten PE. Let's take a listen.
Hey, kindergarten, we got two things on deck. We are going to do a little basketball.
Off they go. They are running around the gym. It is a large group of kindergartners all circling the gym. Whoa, how'd they know to freeze right then?
Music stops.
Music stops. They all freeze. Good job, kindergarten.
Slide to the left.
But an elementary school principal's day never freezes. Now in the last hour of the school day, a concern from the school counselor rises that one student feels a little nervous about boarding the buses for home. Rather than potentially embarrass the student by calling her out of class and down to the office, I decided to meet in a less crowded space just down the hallway from her classroom.
Did something happen on the bus?
Yes.
Tell me about it. What happened on the bus?
So there is this kid and she's been bullying me.
Oh.
With his little brother.
Oh, does he go to this school too?
Yes.
Okay.
And so Maria and my friend were talking.
Yeah. That problem was solved, right? Didn't Dr. Webster and Mrs. Seeberger help with that problem?
Yeah.
So has there been anything that's happened since? Are you getting blamed for anything or are you...
Like, I feel like some people are not hanging out with me as much because I did it.
Do you feel safe going on the bus now?
I'm definitely going to sit with my friends. Okay. Upper front.
Okay, so you feel safe on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything I can do today to help you? Should I go on the bus and yell at everyone?
No.
That probably wouldn't be a good idea.
No, because last time that happened because I accidentally got my friends in trouble.
Oh.
And I felt really bad because I was only trying to get two people.
You were reporting what you thought you saw was unsafe, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And there's not any more things going on the bus that I need to know about?
No.
Okay, so you feel safe getting on the bus?
Yes.
Good to hear. Okay, are you ready to have a good rest of the day?
Yes.
It's less than an hour to go. Okay, thanks for talking to me.
Slide to the right.
By the way, I made sure to check in with that student again out in the bus lane at the very end of the day, which is where I found myself just after the dismissal bell at 2:00, in a sea of smiling students ready for a fun-filled 3-day weekend. And believe it or not, I officially made it through my 1-day substitute principal job. As we often say here on the podcast, the purpose of these episodes are to give you, our loyal listeners, the inside track on things you won't hear anywhere else, whether it's interviewing our superintendent, to featuring outstanding staff members making a difference in the lives of students around them, to today's unique episode, designed to take you on a journey through an elementary principal's day, from a welcoming assembly to just after the final dismissal bell with buses full of smiling students waving goodbye. I'm just glad I made it, and I thank you for taking this journey with me.
Bye-bye, guys. Have a great weekend. 3 days off. Bye, Lola.
I'm going to say alarm.
Whoa, where'd you get that?
Bye, baby.
Cool. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Hi. We will be back in 3 days.
3 days, yep.
Hi.
Have a great weekend. It's good to see all of you again. I hope I get to come back soon.
Thanks for listening to the Proud to Be NCSD podcast. In North Clackamas, we know that education is a community effort, and we're so thankful that you and your family are a part of our community. Until next time, remember, there are always great things to see wherever you go in NCSD.